In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. According to the latest World Happiness Index, the first four happiest countries are Norway, Denmark, Iceland, and Switzerland. The main factors attributed to their top ranking in happiness are caring, freedom, generosity, honesty, health, income, and good governance. The same report states that happiness has fallen in the US from rank number 3 in 2007 to 19 in 2016. The fact that though the US ranked number 1 in GDP, the gross domestic product, it ranks only 19 in the happiness index, tells us that money alone can't buy happiness. Now, you may wonder why I am telling you all this on this All Saints Sunday. Well, our gospel reading for today, the Greek word used over and over about 9 times is makarios, and it means blessed or happy. It is translated in some Bibles as blessed and in some others as happy. They are synonymous. The kingdom of God is the place where happiness index is the highest. This is where one can be most blessed or happy. The Beatitude tells us that in the kingdom of God, the citizens can be happy or blessed even without those factors that contribute to the highest happiness index in the Nordic countries. Imagine being blessed or happy even when you are dirt poor, even when you are suffering, even when you are denied of justice or mistreated or persecuted. In a deeper way, the Beatitudes are saying to us that one can be happy even at your most vulnerability. Now, this is countercultural. So are the saints whom we honor and celebrate on this All Saints Sunday. Saints are saints because they are people who consciously, often not easily, choose to embrace the reality they are given, with all of its gifts, with all of its limitations and vulnerabilities. Archbishop Romero of El Salvador, whom Pope declared a saint recently, was one who chose to embrace the reality, the context that was given to him. He could have easily looked the other way and avoided the promise and the limitations of being human, and thus escaped assassination and martyrdom. The categorical imperative of being a Christian is, you shall lovingly accept the humanity entrusted to you. You shall be obedient to your destiny. You shall not continually try to escape it. You shall be true to yourself. You shall embrace yourself. And this is what saints do. Unlike Adam and Eve, our first parents who succumbed to the temptation to become like God without going through the messiness of being a human being, saints fully accept the predicaments of being human and work their way through it. True happiness is in accepting the straws of life that we are given with open arms and then turn them into strands of gold. The beatific vision point out that we ourselves are always in a position to make a difference. Living in a society like ours, which looks for the path of the least resistance. Celebrating saints who take the straight and narrow path seems quite irrelevant and even foolish to many, even for Christians today. Part of the reason for this is because we tend to think of saints as perfect Christians. And we put them up on a pedestal and engaged in stained glass windows like we have around this church. We don't think of them in their humanness. We have difficulty in thinking that when they were alive, when these saints were alive, they were simply a man called Peter or a woman called Teresa. At St. Peter's, these saints are real to us. We sit and worship in this beautiful space that we have, that has been in the making for the last 179 years. This place is our inheritance of the faithfulness of those who sat in the same pews where we are right now sitting, and who worship the same God we are worshiping. Today, as the inheritors of their legacy and the descendants of their faith, we maintain this beautiful church, this extravagant gift, with our time, our talents, and our treasure for the future generations. Friends, know that as we do this work, as we engage in paying forward this gift of faith to the future generations, let us be mindful that we are doing God's work. And thus, we are blessed of God. And we are the saints in the making. Today, when we give our time to teach the young ones in children's chapel, in godly play classes, in treble choir, or youth group, let us know that we are blessed. When our people, young and old, get up early in the morning, like Jeremy this morning, who came to the 8 o'clock service, come to church and serve as acolytes and lectors and worship assistants, to help set up the table as members of the altar guild, to serve as ushers, to sing in the choir, and we are doing the work of saints, and we are being blessed. When our men's group give their time and sweat to mow the lawn, to repair and paint the walls, to keep the boiler running, or to fix the computer that often fails these days, they are doing saintly work. In keeping our garden beautiful throughout the year, a couple of people in the garden guild are doing saintly work. How about all the volunteers who serve in our pantry and community lunch programs, making food accessible to people in our neighborhood, and all those who serve in the Code Blue shelter, and the members of the church who contribute to the running of our outreach programs, they are doing the work of saints. When we serve in the various committees of the church, we are being saints. When we pledge to the church to do the work of God in this place, are we not being saints? Are we not being blessed for that? Friends, still, I know you will have a hard time to count yourself as a saint. But think of the times you carried out the duties and responsibilities as a parent to your rebellious teenage child. Or think of the times you stayed close to your spouse through the thick and thin of life. Or the times you, being a loving and caring son or daughter to your aging parent. Think of the times you had to suffer and put up with inappropriate behaviors of people who had power over you at work. Or think of the times you were passed over in favor of a less qualified person for a promotion. Or the times you were paid equal, you weren't paid equal pay for equal work like your male colleagues were. Or when you were discriminated against because of the color of your skin, or your ethnic origin, or your gender, or your orientation. Friends, saints are men and women who understand the challenge of living the gospel in the context of their own place and time. Let us remember them because they live it with imagination and devotion. So this is a big, big community of saints. Our community of saints include the ones who are on our walls, the one who have passed on from our lives, the loved ones from our lives, and the ones who are sitting here, and the one who are coming after us. That is the community of saints. And into this household of God, into this community of saints in the making, today Calvin Lee Northern is being baptized into. He's going to be the newest saint into this church. And on this anniversary of his parents' wedding, what a beautiful way to begin the second year of their wedding. Calvin is baptized today, surrounded by a whole host of saints. Some are on the stained glass windows, and others are sitting here in our pews. Let us celebrate All Saints Sunday as a celebration of our own journey into sainthood, into blessedness, into happiness, into true happiness with baby Calvin today. I ask the parents to come forward, parents and godparents to come forward.